Vov Adal Rishon, Monday the 15th of February, Rabbi Shmuel Baron, Bilvavi Mishkan Avner.
Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. I feel honored and privileged to have the schus to start a day, the Torah way, Razachin Yidden, Mevakshe Torah, Tzmei L'Dvar Hashem, that they're even willing to hear it from me. We're holding now in the Psukim, in the parashis of Binyan HaMishkan, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which Torah says, V'osu li mikdash v'shachamti b'soichom. And Chazal Darshan, b'soicha loy nemar. Build for me a mikdash, and my shechina should reside in you, in the plural. It doesn't say in it. It says in you, Chazal Darshan. B'soicha loy nemar. Elo b'soich kol echod ve'echod, that the Shechina should reside in every single one of you. I always understood that to mean that Beis Hashem, when there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, when there was a Mishkan, the Shechina didn't just be metzamtzim itself to the makom of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. No, it went into every single Yid. But from the Nefesh HaChaim, and from the Helik Sefer Charedim, is Mavur a completely different Kavanah. The famous words of the Charedim, it's a famous song that we all know, Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, in my heart I will build a Mishkan, Ube Mishkan, and in this Mishkan, which is in my heart, Mizbeach Asim. I will put a Mizbeach in this Mishkan, which is in my heart. That means, V'shachanti b'seichem v'osuli mikdash, means to say, for the Shekhinah to reside in every single one of us, we have to build in ourselves v'osuli mikdash. We have to create in ourselves a mikdash, a mishkan, a sanctuary in our own hearts. We have to create a mishkan. And in that mishkan there should be a mizbeach. And on that mizbeach, we should be makriv karbonos. What in the world? Which karbonos could fit in that little tiny mizbeach, which is in the mishkan, which is in my little heart, the size of a, who knows what? What karbonos could we be makriv in that? My dear friends, I found two types of karbonos that a yid could be makriv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that mizbeach, which is in that mishkan, which is in every yid's heart, which he creates. What are these karbonos? What do karbonos stand for? There's two things. I hope we'll have time for both, Beis Hashem. What are karbonos? What does karbonos stand for? Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. What are karbonos? Rashi says, there's a marvelous Rashi. In the beginning of Vayikra, in the first carbon, which the Torah speaks in Vayikra, the carbon oila, oilas nedava. The pasuk says, "Be makriv an oila for me, lereyach nichoyach." It should be a reyach nichoyach, a good smelling thing for Hashem. What does that mean? A reyach nichoyach? Says Rashi, "What's reyach nichoyach? Nachas ruach lefonai." Oy, says Hashem, when you bring an oila, that's such a nachas ruach to me. That's such a pleasure, kaviyachol, to bayri kol olam. Why? What's the nachas ruach? Listen to the words of Rashi. Three words. And I saw the words of Yudim Mavasedra, and it struck me. Rashi says, what's the nachas ruach? She'amarti? That I said, to bring karbonos? V'na'aseh ritzoini. And my will was done. Hey, I saw those words, and it struck me. Shouldn't Rashi just say, one of two, either say, Shamarti, I said, V'nasim Hashamarti, and what I said was done. Or say, Ratzisi, I wanted, and it was done what I wanted. But you're starting to say, I said, and it was done what I wanted. Now it's not a good deal. No, it's not a good deal. Almighty v'nasma shamarti, or Ratzisi v'nasma shratzisi. I said, and it was done what I wanted. It really struck me. I think in Rashi is saying the whole essence, the whole chefze, the whole mahus of what Beis HaMikdash and Karbona stand for. And this is the carbon that we could be makriv in our mizbeach, which is in our heart. Chazal say, Chazal which next you for seven. Loi charva Yerushalayim. What created Churban Yerushalayim? Churban Beis HaMikdash? Loi charva Yerushalayim? Shehemidu dineim al din Torah. Because Klal Yisrael lived with the letter of the law. Churban Beis HaMikdash because they lived with Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. They lived mamish, Yeredeya, Arachayim, even Ezer Choshen Mishpat. They lived mamish meticulously to every. I mean, that's Churban. What? Isn't that beautiful? Halavai, we should live like that. Every Sifr Choshen Mishpat, every Sifr Yeredeya, every Sifr Arachayim. It's marvelous. Nay, thus is Churban Beis HaMikdash. Mapshat, mapshat does that. And I'll just tell you one other Gemara. I'll tell you. There's a Gemara, I think, in Brussels, it's Daf Lamed Hamid Beis. The Gemara asks a contradiction. In Kriya Shema it says, V'hoyim Shemaya Tishmu, if you listen to all my mitzvahs, what will we do? V'asafta de Ganecha. You'll gather in all of your fruit, all of your tiroisha, tiroisha, everything which you. Who's going to do it? You're going to have a lot of food, you'll have everything you need. But you're going to have to do the dirty work by yourself. Vasafta, you're gonna do it. Yeshaya Navi brings a pasuk which says, "Vero zarim tzinecha." Strangers will be looking after your sheep. Meaning to say, "Melachton nasis al yideacherim." Your work is getting done by everybody else. You'll sit at home. You'll be twiddling your thumbs, having the time of your life, and melachton be nasis al yideacherim. And here the Torah says, V'asafta, you're going to do malach by the atzmon. What's the pshat? Where's the contradiction? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, but hold on tight. You shouldn't fall off your chairs. When you hear the Gemara stairs, please, I don't want to get hurt, chas v'shalom, but it's hakapella. Says the Gemara, nay, kan, the pasuk which says, that v'ro zarm tzaynchen that other people, that's talking about Bisman at the time, She Yisrael oisin mitzayne shalmakai, Klal Yisrael's doing Ratzon Hashem. Wow! When you're holding by Ratzon Hashem, then your work will get done by other people. You don't have to be matriach. The positive of south of the Ganecha that you're going to have to do it. What's that talking about? Bisman she'en oisin ritzayin and shalmakim. You're not doing ritzayin and shalmakim. Rebbeinu shalom. Where's the pasuk of yifashleit? Where's the pasuk of asafta de ganecha talking about? V'haya im shamaya tishma mitzvayisai. Is there any greater oisin ritzayin and shalmakim? Appellate. Rabbi Yisai, let's learn. What does it mean? Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know the Chazal in Brachis. Ashrei mi she'amoloi batoyo v'oise nachas ruach li'yitzrei. What does that mean? Oise nachas ruach li'yitzrei. What does that mean? Oise nachas ruach li'yitzrei. Says, I'll tell you who says it in a minute. But let me just tell you the Hagdara of what Nachas Ruach Liyotzei is. I'll tell you afterwards who says it. And I'll tell it to you in a way, Rabbi Yisai, that I think you'll never forget it. You know what Nachas Ruach Liyotzei is? Cinnamon mint tea. You got it? That's Nachas Ruach Liyotzei. Cinnamon mint tea. What in the world does cinnamon mint tea have to do with Nachas Ruach Liyotzei? I'm sorry, Rabbi Yisai, I understand it's early in the morning. I gotta keep the ilum, you know, so please, I apologize for being a little bit leavened over. It's just to keep the ilum, I apologize, Rabbi Yisai. Okay. Oh, Rabbi Yisai, cinnamon mint tea. What's cinnamon mint tea? Moshele was a 15-year-old kid living in Borough Park in Flatbush. his parents, some sitting stark sein. They went one evening to a chasne. You know, these New York chasnes in Borough Park, you can imagine, it's there. Yeah, he's waiting for Papa and Mama to come back. Finally, 10:30, 10:45, Papa and Mama walk through the door, and as they walk through the door, the phone rings. Little Moishele, 15-year-old kid, answers the phone. Tati, your friend Chatzkel's on the phone. Tati goes to the phone, and Shalom Aleichem Chatzkel, how are you, my dear friend? Chatzkel, I gotta tell you something. I was by a chasna this evening. You haven't seen the likes of it. Wow, the chandeliers. It was a 17-star hotel, or something. The flowers, and the smorgasbord, and then the suda of a Chatzkel. Dessert. You know what they had for dessert? There was apple strudel with cinnamon minty. You know Chatzkel. On cinnamon, I go totally meshuga. I love this stuff. On mint, I'm totally shiker. And I drink 1, 2, 3, 4, goes to 6, 7, 8. 17 cups of cinnamon minty on one sitting. Bliss. I got the nach in the conversation, shalom. Two, three months later, Moshe's father, Yankel, is sitting in the dining room. He says, Moshe, do me a favor. I feel so congested. I feel so, I need a cup of tea. So Moshe says, Tati, can you just wait a few minutes? He says, yeah, but I just need it. How long do you need it? I need like 15, 20 minutes. Okay, but please, I need it. And Moshe dashes out of the house, runs around town to every supermarket, to every makolet, to every kiosk. On the other side of town, in one kiosk, he found a single tea bag of cinnamon mint. Moshe dashes home, kicheitz mikeshes, like an arrow from the bow, and he comes, turns on the kettle, boils it up. He finally brings his father, just mamish, as the clock is ticking 20 minutes, he brings his father the cup of tea. His father's expecting a Vysotsky, maybe a Lipton lemon if he's lucky. And Moshe's father takes the cup of tea, shahakul nia bidvarei, and he takes a zip. Moshele, how did you know? I never said this to you, but Tati, I heard you on the phone a few weeks ago, and you said that you love cinnamon mint tea, but Moshele, I never asked you. But Tati, I understood from you what you like. Says the Halak in Mesilas Yesharim, in Perek Yudches, says the Halak in Mesilas Yesharim, word for word of what I just told you, what Isa Nachas Ruach LeYitzri is, he just doesn't say the words cinnamon mint. Everything else he says, word for word, what is Nachas Ruach LeYitzri? Misha Oyeves HaBoyreis Barach Avamitis. Somebody who has a real love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll never look yaitzeh to zayin. I did the mitzvah. I was yaitzeh achiv. I was yaitzeh. Eli Yikrele, what will happen to him? How will he relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? K'moy sheyikre. I got it from Mr. Sharon. Like will happen? El ben oyhev aviv. A child who loves his father. That if the father will just express his das, his ratzayin, a mashuhu. And the kid will do so much in that as whatever he could do, even though his father never even told it to him, or he just hinted it with a half a dibur, b'chatzi dibur. But that son understands where his father's das is naite. And then he'll say, let me do what will be a nachas ruach. Beautiful, beautiful. Klolei shel davar, says Mesilas Yesharim. Ben kol mi, between any two beings, shah ahava beinam azav emes. When there's a true bond of love between any two beings, there'll never be loy nitzavei. Imagine, you know, your wife loves chocolate donuts, but she never asked you for it. And you're walking by the bakery, and you see those fluffy, real juicy, and the chocolate covered, and you know, and the little bit of, you know, the white, the stripe of white sugar on top of it. No, my wife never asked me. I'm not going to go and get it for her. She never asked for it. Bistachon shugan there. You got to go to the chassan classes again, start from scratch. What do you mean? You know what she likes? Get it for her. You'll never say I wasn't told to do it, I wasn't asked to do it, and it's enough from doing what I was told to do. Now, from what you were told to do, you'll understand What is a nachas ruach? Same thing. Somebody loves a kadosh baruch hu. That's also misug ayavim. It's also a bond of love. It's a connection of love. And the mitzvahs will just be a blueprint to understand what Ratzon Hashem is. He hinted to something, but I'll take it to the nth degree. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Leisigzal, I'm just not going to put my hand into the other person's pocket. I won't be a shayla shlemi das gazlan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'haftarecha kamaecha. Of course, I could do it. When a guy comes and asks me to do a favor, I'll do it. But I know that Hashem loves that I should love my another yid. So I'll go out of my way to find a way to do a chesed matzah. I can be yaitzeh with matzah, pay posh the matzah also. Aber the hidur. Rabbi said, isn't that gorgeous? Isn't that gorgeous? That is what the chefzeh of nachas ruach, and that's what nachas ruach is. A person will never say, I'll do what's beforeish or after atzmi. I'll be yaitzeh. I have to do el adarabe. Since I know this is Ratzon Hashem, this will be the blueprint to take it and to broaden it. And zehu hanikra oiseh nachas ruach liyitzrei. Isn't that beautiful, the Gemara in Brachas now? The Gemara in Brachas does not say, Kan bizman sh'oisim mitzvahs, or lo oisim mitzvahs. Listen to the diuk of the Gemara. Kan bizman sh'oisim ritzainai shel makayim. V'roachem tzainim, as you're doing ratzon Hashem. Hashem gave a Torah, that's beautiful. But you're doing the rot sign. You're adding so much. This is a caliph on veyu, and I'll beautify and I'll glorify. I'll go above and beyond the letter of the law. Kan bizman v'hayim shemaya tishmu. Beautiful. Your tishmu la mitzvaysai. Exactly what the mitzvah say. Bidiyuk. But that's not oisin ritzainai shel makayim. Isn't that gorgeous? Now, Rabbi Yisai, let's take those words of Rashi. Rashi says, what's nachas ruach? Reach nichayach, what's nachas ruach? She'amarti v'nasa ritzayni. I said, but my will was done. You didn't just do it what I said. You understood what I said, what my will is. Where does Rashi say that? Nachas ruach, reach nichayach. And korban oila. Oila is a nedava. Oila, you never have to bring this parasha, the parasha of Oila's Nadava. You don't have to bring it. It's you're volunteering on your own accord. That's Nachas Ruach. Amarti. I gave a parasha of Korban Oila. I gave a parasha of Korban Shlomim. I gave a parasha of Korban Toidus Hashem. You never have to bring it. It's only on Nadava you're volunteering. But you went and you brought it. That's Nachas Ruach. Amarti. You don't have to do it, but you understood. If I gave the possibility to go and bring a carbon, and you understood from that that's what I really want, I'm not forcing you. That's a mark, that's beautiful. That is the heft of Beis HaMikdash. The essence of Beis HaMikdash is above and beyond the letter of the law. To add that beauty to the mitzvah, to add that leif to the mitzvah, to add that geschmack to the mitzvah. You don't have to. But if I know that Hashem wants me to do this, I'll do it with so much sikach, with so much ave, with so much kavanah, so much more I'll add. Zekeli van veyu, esnoel lefon of the mitzvahs. And that's the pshat. Vaychor v'Yerushalayim, churban Beis HaMikdash came, shehemidu dineim al din Torah. They remind me the din, al pi din Torah. That's beautiful, living to Shulchan Aruch. Over to Beis HaMikdash, hot das nish kein shaychis. In English, but to Beis HaMikdash, es hot nish kein shaychis. Over to Beis HaMikdash, it has no connection to Beis HaMikdash. Because the chefzeh of Beis HaMikdash is above and beyond the letter of the law. Yeah. You want to be makriv karbonos, bevavi mishkan evne. There's a mishkan in my heart, and there's a mizbeach in that mishkan. What can I bring karbonos? What karbonos can I bring? If there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's an isra of being makriv b'chutz. Rachmano Litzlan, what can I do? No. You could bring karbonis, because the essence of karbonis is that nachas ruach of amarti v'nasir etzayni. Any mitzvah that a Yid does and goes above and beyond the letter of the law. Not just a Yitzit Zuzayin. It's a Mashu Mor Kavon in the Brachet. You're making a Shahakal Nia B'dvarin. You're making an Asher Yatzar. And I once heard this from Rav Pinkus. He once said, how long does it take to make a Brachet? How long does it take? You know what he said? Depends how tall you are. Because by the time the food gets to your mouth, the bracha's over. So the taller you are, the more time you have to make the bracha. Depends how tall you are. Because by the time the food gets to your mouth, the bracha's finished. So the taller you are, the more time you have to make the bracha. Ach and vey, when a bracha looks like that. And I always tell my bracha, I always tell them, Rabbi Yisai, a split second is the difference between Nachas Ruach and not Nachas Ruach. You set the shackle in the door, you're holding the water, cup of water, you're holding the piece of cake you made by Mizanis. Before you put it in your mouth, a split second, just think, Hashem, not to talk, just think in your head, thank you Hashem for that piece of cake. Thank you Hashem for that cup of water. It's a split second. That changes the bracha from a mitzvah to a Nachas Ruach.
That's saying thank you.
Right, exactly, because that's the whole idea of the bracha. And imagine Asher Yotzar, before Yotzar, exactly, 100%, that's what it's all about. But express it, feel, put the heart there. It's more than it's another split second. Let's not be rote, let's be eaten, let's connect to Bnei Kolei Lolim, let's give him karbonis. You're making Asher Yotzar, so it's a bit of a long bracha. I once saw a sign in the shul, in the Shurai Davin, someone's put up a sign, Aleinu L'Shabeach, Zelo Tfilas Aderech. You're walking out and they're saying Aleinu L'Shabeach. I see in Yeshivas a lot, Asher Yotzar is also not Tfilas Aderech. They go to the bathroom, they want to go back to the Chavrusa. No, right now you're making Asher Yotzar. And I really feel, after you say Kol V'Yidosh Shikim Yipasech on them, Oy Seimach on them, open on them, or would get stuffed one of them, Yishal Yiskan L'Moed L'Fenecho, some say Afilo Shoachas. Before you say that Baruch HaTo Hashem at the end, just think for a split second. Thank you, Hashem, that I was Matzliach. Do you know there's a ward in the hospital for those people in Nebuch who are not Matzliach to do it? We have to thank Hashem. You know, I once had a beautiful Arla. You know, the only place, the only brach, I'm not going to be getting on the tangent, but the only brach I found that we mentioned Kisi Yaakov, you know what that is? That's by Asher Yotzer. What's the pshat? Because there a person could think, come on, here Hashem doesn't get involved in it. It's already, you know, a little bit. No. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, and he's helping you get it out. Yeah, Ketanim, Gedolim. We have to appreciate, we have to thank. Yeah, thank you. It's just in a bracha, I'm saying. In tefillah, in Limud HaTorah, the extra mashu. Okay, that's one form of kabbalas that we can bring. And let me just tell you the other form of kabbalas that we could bring in the 4 minutes that we have left. I really have 6 minutes, so I came 2 minutes late. You don't have to suffer for that. Okay, so and those are the words of the Haredim. What does the Haredim say? What kabbalas do I do? What's one makriv? Whatever that means. My guiding light will be Esh Akeda, but there's no time to tell you that. And what's the last line? And what will the karbonas be? Es nafshi hayichida. I'm going to be makriv my nefesh, my soul to you. What does that mean? I'm going to die like Kiddush Hashem. That's what it's not in my hands to do. In this Mishkan, which is in my heart, I'll be makriv my nefesh. What does that mean? Rabbi Yisai, I want to share with you a Rashi in Chayisara. One word of Rashi. The Pasuk says, Avraham Avinu goes to Bnei Ches, and he tells them, Im yeshes nafshechem likfor es meisi lefanai. If it's in your hearts to bury my wife Sarah, what does Rashi say? What's nafshechem? Ritzoinchem. You want to be a makriv a korban HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your nefesh. What's your nefesh? Your ratzayin. Sometimes we have ritzaynais, which we have to overcome those ritzaynais. But we can sometimes. Our whims, our ritzaynais overpower us. What's a korban HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Overcoming that ratzayin. Rabbi Shekhovitz once told me, he was a bachur in Kfar Hasidim, Rebbe Lapian, once called me, he was a kid of 17, 18 years old. He says, Moishele, what's the difference between an animal and a human being? A human being's a babachira, an animal's a behemoth. He says, what is the name of babachira? We could choose, an animal also chooses. And Rebbe said two other things, I don't remember how the other two things, each one Rebbe the piano refuted. And then Rebbe told, I'll tell you the difference between the Adam and behemoth. This is marvelous. My boy says to remember for life, behemoth could only do what she wants to do, and not do what she does not want to do. The human being who's a Baal Bechira has that koyach to do what they don't want to do, and yes, to do what they don't want to do, and not do what they do want to do. That is absolutely marvelous, and that's full of carbon acrid. It could be in kas, it could be in methata, it could be in road rage. Let the guy go there, sure go. All these different things when the Ritzinus and that Rabbi Yehuda just finished up with this. Rabbi Yehuda says, Zifre Elikim, what are kabbonis? Zifre Elikim, Rach Nishbar, a broken spirit, Leiv Nishbar, it's a broken heart, a broken heart. Kotzker always said, Nishtakin Ganser Zach, there's no more complete thing in the world than a broken heart. I was not a Shavar Shiver kid, no. Says Rabbi Yehuda in Shari Tshuva, in the Ikrat Shi, in Shvir Satay Vagashmis, what's Leiv Nishbar, which is the Karmat HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Taibas liba in a satellite. The taibas of a person in his heart. Somebody who could break a taiva, could break a rotzen. You don't look where you want, where you shouldn't look, maybe. You don't say what you want to say. That self-control, that's a lev nishbar. Breaking a taiva, because taibas liba in a satellite. The taiva is the heart of the person. Someone who could break a taiva, it's difficult sometimes. But the geschmack afterwards is something marvelous. We have 30 seconds. I'll just tell you. So, what's the pshat? Ulener tomin ekachlis eish akeda. What's eish akeda? Go find eish akeda. There's no eish akeda b'chal because Yitzchak was never shechted b'chal. What's eish akeda? What did Avraham Avinu give Klal Yisrael with the nesoyin of the akeda? Every nesoyin was a mashin klais or something. People have a cheshik to go to Yisrael out of the blue. Says Rav Chaim Voloshiner in Ruach Chaim and Ovis because of the nesoyin of Lech Lecha. Oh, you get some urge to go to Eretz Yisrael because Avraham Avinu was mashing for Israel. The Dial Kiddush Hashem, 6 million Yidden, how do they do it? Inquisition, Chalmaneki, how do they do it? Kibshan Eish, or Kazdim, Avraham Avinu was mashing Nefesh, he referred in Klai Israel. But I always wondered, what did Avraham Avinu mashing in Klai Israel by Kiddush Yitzhak? No one had to shech their children. This is not Hashem, doesn't command anyone to shech children. What was he? I found a medish, and with this I finish. A medish in the end of Parshas Vayera. Avraham Avinu, this is so beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We were going through an assignment time in life, and it was such a chizik. It was l'amana we had to do with. Also, he told her she was so overwhelmed by that she was so thankful for it. Listen, the Medrash says Avraham Avinu stuck out his hand to take the knife to shech the Yitzchak. Who shelech es yodai? He's stretching out his hand to take the knife to shech the Yitzchak. Ve'einav zolgeis d'mois. Avraham Avinu is crying like a baby. He's going to lose a child, 137 years old. He's going to lose his child of 37, the whole future of Klai Yisrael. He's crying like a baby. It wasn't easy. But listen to the last words of the Medrash. Aber ubelibay, in his heart, Sameach, Lasseis Ritzayn Kainai. He's ecstatic to be able to Ratzon Hashem. Adarabe, the more difficult it is, the happier he is. The tears are pouring from his eyes. It's talking difficult. Someone told my wife afterwards, thank you, I felt so guilty, crying for the young man who was crying for a husband. I'm like, no, you could cry, but you can still accept it. It's mavodik, but let's Hashem not go to that way. Stan, every gabus of a tithe of a rotzen, it's difficult sometimes, and it's takahar. Our believer is sameach to have that simcha, that geschmack. I'm so happy with the difficulty. Like the Mishnah says, you know, Mr. Rabbi Nosson, the Brayse, achas mitzar, one mitzah which comes with a little bit of difficulty is greater than 100 without tzar. It's a golden opportunity for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When mitzvah of Hashem comes a little bit difficult and you persevere and you pull through and you're mezgabra on the Ritzayus and the Taibis, that's Karbonis, my dear friends. Oy, Chobei Chazoi Liebe, it's so geschmack to be with the Olam. Geht gesundheit, hat's noch ein Gedäule, bechollein. Okay.